Once again, live streaming today. Today is Sunday. Sunday, the 21st of April. We're getting at the end of April. Big deal. We walk by faith, not by sight. And we're coming once again live from Oshawa, Oshawa, Durham region, the province of Ontario, and that is the cup that I'm promoting today. Ontario. See? Ontario, that's for the webcam. And this is for the camcorder. Ontario. Ontario, Canada. Southern Ontario. Southern Ontario and Canada, yes. That's the nation. And North America. North America, the continent. Let's get on with this. This is our Key Bible Verses series. And we'll be doing lots. A whole bunch. And today we are looking at Romans 4:19. Romans 4:19. Most people don't even have any idea what Romans 4:19 has to teach us. They have no clue. That's why I do these. I'm just going to zoom this a little bit more. I'm going to zoom in a bit here. All right, let's see how that works. All right, Romans 4:19. Let's read it out of the New King James, and then I'm going to read it out of the Amplified and the New American Standard. So New King James says, "And not being weak in faith, he did not consider," talking about Abraham, "his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb." All right, so three key words in there is "not," and then we've got the word "dead" twice. All right, so let's read it out of the New American Standard here. "Without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body." He contemplated, he considered. It didn't say he did not consider. It says he considered. That's not good. "His own body as good as dead, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb." Based upon a different Greek text, getting a little ahead of myself, let's go here. Let's read out the Amplified. I like the Amplified, but the Amplified is not always right. It says here, "He did not weaken in faith when he considered," when he did consider, "the utter impotence of his own body, which is good as dead, because he was about 100 years old, and when he considered the bareness of Sarah's deadened womb." All right? So, my first point is that the New King James, as well as the King James, did not consider. It's got the word "not" in there. And why does that make a difference? Well, I'll tell you why it makes a difference. The majority text, the received text, and the Textus Receptus, which is the Greek text for the King James, the received text is for J.P. Green's, and the majority text is for the New King James, has "not." All right? And all other texts, Greek text, does not have the word "not," meaning he did consider, he did contemplate his situation. That's how you can say it. He did not consider. Other translations, he did consider. So it's one or the other. Well, let me tell you which one it is. The Lord told me quite a few years ago that the majority text, which I didn't even know existed, was the most accurate Greek text to work off of. All right, so when he gave me that word, I knew right away that the King James, the New King James, was right. Abraham did not consider, and many other things that the Lord had been showing me. All right, so Abraham did not consider in his situation was his own body, which is as good as dead, and Sarah's womb, which had always been dead. She'd never been able to conceive, never. Abraham, with Hagar, they conceived Ishmael, and that turned out to be a mess. All right, we have the whole Muslim religion out of that. So, not considering your present circumstances, not considering also means to not pay attention to. All right, considering means to paying close attention to. You consider something, you're considering. It's something that preoccupies your mind. All right? So here, the Word of God tells us that Abraham did not preoccupy his mind with his present circumstances. All right? Which is a key, a huge key in walking by faith. It's huge. If you're going to walk by faith, you're going to have to get free from your circumstances. That doesn't mean you pretend they don't exist. No, 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 no. They're there. They're real. You need to deal with them as much as you need to in the natural. If you have to, has to do something with your body, whatever, or finances. You can't just pretend they don't exist. That's what we're talking about here. But this whole context here, Romans 4:19, has to be tied in context with the surrounding verse, and we're going to look at those verses. We're going to go back to verse 17 next time, I think, and then verse 21. These are all verses we need to look at. All right? So Abraham considered the promise setting him free from his present circumstances. In other words, Abraham preoccupied his mind and his mouth with what God told him. That's what enabled and empowered him to no longer consider his present condition. Outside of that, he had no other choice but to consider. He had no other choice. But this has to be taught in context with the promise that God had given him. You shall become a father of many nations. That was the promise to Abraham. God gave you promises. God has given you promises. Those promises that God gives you has to become your primary focus. All right? If you're going to become fully persuaded, which is verse 21. We're not going to look at that today. God gives you a promise or promises, plural, to set you free from your present circumstance because he wants to change your present circumstances. That's why he gives promises, because most circumstances, present circumstances, don't line up with his will. They just don't. If you've got sickness in your body, if you've got an infirmity, whatever, if you've got poverty in your life, that does not line up with his will. So he wants to change that. But before he can change that, he's got to give you a promise, he's got to give you a word, so that he can change your mind, he can change what you believe. And once you work on that, then God will eventually be able to perform it. All right, Abraham became the father of many nations according to what he believed. All right, that's in a couple verses before that. And that's what happens with us. We have to become fully persuaded. And we're going to look at that, verse 21, in the next couple weeks, because I'm only doing one, a French and an English one, once a week for now. So Abraham did not consider. And we must, and it says right there in the whole context, I believe it's verse 13, I'm not sure. I'll look it up once I put the notes together, that we have to follow in the same footsteps of Abraham And we do, because Abraham walked in the faith of God. They call it the faith of Abraham, but really it's the faith of God, because Abraham believed what God believed. All right? I call it the faith of God, because it's all about the faith of God from Genesis to Revelation. So not being weak in faith, that's how you become not weak in faith. If you want to, in other words, you were strong in faith. Why? How? By not considering his circumstances, but by considering the promise. That's how you become strong in faith. It's the only way. There's no other way you can do this. There's absolutely no other way. And this is going to take time. It's going to take work. It's going to take patience on your part to convince yourself of that promise, because you're surrounded by your circumstances. And circumstances have a voice. Oh yeah, they'll be screaming at you, plus probably a demon or maybe more, screaming at you, trying to talk you out of it, trying to convince you that all this stuff about faith, growing strong in faith, sowing the word, is all rubbish, as they say in the United Kingdom. It's nonsense. It's not true. No, it is true. I went through all that. I had to work through all of that. Years ago, I had to work through all that. So anyhow, I thank you for your time. This is going to help you immensely. So I guess we're all a bit on faith, because we've been looking at Hebrews. Hebrews 11.3, Hebrews 11.6. All right, so we're a little bit of a journey on faith. And these things I've already taught before in videos, but we're looking at key Bible verses. So we're going to stick with that for now. And we're going to see where this leads us. In the meantime, I encourage each and one of you to learn what it takes to walk in the fullness of your sonship by learning to walk in the fullness of the grace of God and of the faith of God, because it's grace that gives access to the faith of God. Shalom and amen.